now Radio 4's new classic serial, Songs and Lamentations, an adaptation of two books from the Bible, introduced by the dramatist Michael Simmons-Roberts.
I was fascinated to see what happened, poetically and dramatically, if you put together the most violent and the most erotic works of poetry in the Bible, the Book of Lamentations and the Song of Songs. The Book of Lamentations is a series of eyewitness accounts of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonian armies, when Jerusalem was utterly destroyed. The Song of Songs, by contrast, is a delicate, rich, powerful series of love poems from one lover to another. These two books attracted me as a writer because they're both, in different ways, utterly timeless. And the Book of Lamentations, I know, has all sorts of resonances for people who live in war zones today and has been used sometimes in the healing process for people who have witnessed terrible atrocities in their home cities. So both of them, although very ancient, are utterly resonant and powerful today. What makes a city? Walls, wars, kings or citizens? Is its identity in what is lost or what remains? To answer this, I call chief witness Prophet Jeremiah. His testimony reeks of blood, betrayal, fire. I summon two texts, Lamentations, Song of Songs. A cast of lovers, soldiers, queens and kings. The set is Old Jerusalem, envy of the world, now a place of broken stones and tarnished gold. A city under siege, people starved of hope and bread. A harmless ancient saga, or a warning from the dead?
Bread for my babies. Bread for my babies.
Move her on.
Those temple guards should move her on.
Bread. Judah is in exile after so much suffering and servitude.
There isn't any bread, you stupid cow.
She moves among foreigners and cannot rest. Her pursuers hunt her down and catch her.
For my babies, please.
All roads that lead to Zion are in mourning because no one travels to her festival.
Esther, there's no bread.
So why are you begging if there's no bread?
What else can I do?
Bread for my babies.
Shut your...
New jars, oil jars. Best in the
her
city.
Gates so are long. Abandoned, her priests moan, her women mourn such bitterness. Those who opposed her
Will
are
someone
her masters.
Shut him up.
Her
Someone's
enemies lead lives
here.
Of leisure.
Best in the city,
she
come
was bad.
On now.
She did wrong, and now the Lord has made her suffer.
Do we need this? I don't need to hear this. Madam, these plates on the store this morning for the first time, fresh from Monday's kiln.
Why would I buy plates? What would I put on them?
Look, here we have two baskets of figs. One lot is ripe, one lot is rotten. Too rotten to eat.
Is she having a go at your figs now?
Well, the people of this city and her king are like the rotten figs.
No, I've had enough of this.
And the Lord says, I will destroy them. Their fate will horrify the world. I will silence the sounds of joy and and laughter.
Oh, come on, you pariah. It's tough enough out here without you mouthing off.
Her enemies stole her children. Daughter of Zion, your beauty has vanished. Your princes are like deer without pasture. They run from the hunter weaker and weaker with every step. Your enemies walk past you in the streets. They clap and point and jeer. They call out, Dear Jerusalem, essence of beauty, joy of the world, is this what you have come to? They cannot keep their mouths shut. Your enemies, they sing and whistle, shout, Oh, victory, oh, long-awaited day, we swallowed whole this city. We saw it, we lived it. We did it.
So what am I supposed to do?
I'm just keeping you informed, sir.
By telling me my people are rioting against me?
They are not rioting against you.
Who then? The armies of Babylon?
They are just hungry and sick of it.
I can understand that. But what am I supposed to do?
They want you to raise an army, sir, to break the siege.
I know they do. But it's a very high-risk game.
Doing nothing is a high-risk game, too. We are surrounded. Wherever you look outside our walls, the armies of the north are gathering, and no food is getting through. Something's got to give.
Do you remember what happened to the last king?
Of course.
And the one before?
I know all that, but there's no safety in sitting tight. The streets are full of talk of revolution.
I'm so proud of these olive groves. Look, flourishing. At least they respond to my tending.
Your people are beyond tending. They are running out into the desert just to get away from here, away from sickness and hunger and death.
I won't act yet. Do you understand me? It's too soon. There must be other ways.
Gold has lost its light. Tarnished and dull as lead, the stones of our temple lie scattered on the streets. Our babies' tongues cleave to their palates with thirst. Children beg for bread, but nothing comes. Those who once ate fine foods now grub in the streets.
Do I have to get rid of you again, old man?
Well, you would do well to listen.
To you?
My voice, but God's words.
Oh, blasphemy as well. I'll get the temple guards. Oi! Come and arrest this madman!
Let me buy one of your jars.
You'll need some money first.
This enough?
Are you serious? Yes, that's plenty.
Give me that large one.
Here you go, mate. Don't overfill it because the base is...
Listen to the Lord's words. Oh, you people of Jerusalem, I shall bring such disaster upon this place that it will shock you.
I'll put that jar down.
You are like clay in the potter's hands to me, so says the Lord. At any time, I may decide a peace is flawed, and then I may destroy it.
Why? I don't make him so you can do that.
Get your hands off me.
Leave him.
What?
You heard me.
Why would a priest protect a vandal like this? And he's a blasphemer.
Leave him and I will deal with him. Now, come with me.
I'm grateful.
This kind of talk is not helping anyone. Why do you say these things, Jeremiah?
The Lord's words are like ashes in my mouth. They bring me nothing but insult and injury.
Perhaps you should keep them to yourself.
Oh, I tried to forget him. I tried to stop speaking in his name. But he rages like a fire in my bones.
I would stay out of the market square for a while. Give someone else the benefit of your prophecies.
Those who wore purple robes now sleep on heaps of trash. Our princes were as dazzling as snow, conjured out of milk and lilies, blush of branching coral, lapis lazuli. Now each face is caked with filth, their flesh worn tight as drumskins, tinder dry. No one knows them in the street. Those who died by sword were luckier than those who waste away with hunger now, scratching at the empty fields. Once tender mothers have boiled their own sons and eaten their flesh. This is the ruin of my people.
Did anyone see you?
No.
The Queen should not be seen alone with another man.
I think at my age I would be regarded as safe company for you.
I need to ask your advice. I keep having visions.
Dreams?
No, when I'm awake.
Visions of what?
Of my people. My husband's people. They are starving, you know.
You're not the only one. I was in the market square today. There was a madman ranting.
I'm not ranting. I'm having visions.
The siege is biting hard. You don't need a vision to tell you that.
I think we need to act. We need to rise up against Babylon before they starve the whole city.
Many would agree with you.
But not my husband.
Ah.
He is terrified of war.
He is not a fool.
But look out there.
These visions, can you describe them to me?
The old men of Zion sit speechless in the streets, dressed in rags, rub dirt and ash into their hair. The young women of Zion bow their heads in despair. My eyes are red and tear-blind. My guts are in knots. My bile is retched up because I have seen my people ruined. I have seen children and babies lying in the city squares. I have heard them beg their mothers for bread and milk as they fall like wounded warriors in the streets. Their lives run dry as they pull at their mothers' empty breasts.
How can I describe you, daughter Jerusalem? How can I compare you? How come to terms? How comfort you when your wound is as raw and sore and huge and open as the ocean? Who can heal you?
I think you should trust in the Lord. It is good to wait for him. He honors those who hold fast, those who seek him out.
But my husband is under such a burden. He needs to make a choice.
It is good for a young man to carry a burden. The man should be silent and strong when the Lord lays the yoke on his shoulders. He should bow until his lips meet the earth. He should offer his face to be struck. He should fill his belly with shame. For my Lord will not hold out for long. He will punish and forgive. He is faithful to us.
How can he be faithful to us when his people are dying in the streets?
My Lord does not take pleasure in the suffering of men, women, children. He has never rejoiced when prisoners are taken, beaten, when people have justice stolen from them, evidence twisted against them. My Lord sees it all. Can anyone give a command and have it carried out if God forbids it? All good and bad that comes to us is called into being by his word. How can we complain about our fate?
Are you in?
In for what?
You know.
Letting you into the palace? No.
Come on, Samuel, I've got 10 men sworn to me now.
You're a potter? Make pots?
Yes, yes, but I'm a warrior too. For my people, so should you be.
I'm not sure, Thomas.
What other choice have we got?
We should attack the Babylonians, not our own king.
Precisely, that's the point. But he'd rather let us starve than give the order.
I work for him, I cook for him, I bake his bread. I'm not letting you in to kill him.
He's starving us to death.
The Babylonians are doing that. He's not the one with armies around city walls.
Then why won't he fight, eh? Why won't he raise an army?
I don't know.
Well then.
And it's Rachel too. It's not just me you're risking. Because she works in the kitchens too. If I'm found out, they know she's my sister.
So don't get found out.
And you've promised Mother you'd take care of Rachel.
Cry now, daughter of Zion. Cry instead of sleeping.
No, not this again.
Cry instead of eating. Cry without respite or rest, in light and in darkness. Cry.
I'm not having this.
Get
He's
up at
no
night
patriot.
Cry at the start
no
of
one
each
talks about my sister
cry
like that.
He's setting fire to his
the
coat.
Lord, lift your hands and beg to him for your children. Starve in the streets.
I've had it with you.
Thomas! Thomas! He's an old man! Thomas!
I would have thought, with what's going on out there in the streets, that a mad old man would be the least of your worries.
He's got form.
You mean he got under the skin of another king?
He was right. He warned them what would happen, and it did. Jehoiakim burnt his prophecies. Did you know that? Summoned him to the palace and then burnt his prophecies in front of him.
A bit unnecessary.
And look what happened.
I know what happened. But if you don't act now, your own people will rise against you.
Do you really know what happened? They beat him almost to death, then dragged him off with all his family, courtiers, servants to live as slaves in Babylon.
I know.
Look around you. You've got used to simplicity, but this chamber was full of treasures. Full of gold before they came. Nebuchadnezzar took it all, and the temple treasures. And he killed our finest craftsmen, our best warriors.
Which is why you mustn't let him do it again.
Jeremiah the prophet says we should wait. Accept our fate. It will be worse if we resist.
I don't believe that. I was talking to Pashur, the priest, today.
Oh, I don't want to discuss this anymore. Not tonight.
So, what shall we talk about?
Don't you tell me.
Right. I long to feel the kisses of that mouth.
Your breasts will taste finer than wine.
Your perfumes, your oils are so sweet. Your name is like oil on my lips. No wonder all the women love you. Take me. Let me run away with you. O king, bring me into your chambers.
Solomon kept a vineyard at Baal Hamon, tended by his keepers. Each would yield 1,000 silver pieces for its fruit. Oh, Solomon, you can keep your 1,000 pieces. Give 200 to the guards who tend the fruit. But my vineyard is mine alone. Oh, my lover, garden dweller.
Nine years is, I think you'll agree, a lengthy reign for any king, let alone a king of Judah.
I've not finished yet.
I should hope not, sir. So with that in mind, may I ask all the assembled company to raise a toast in honour of the king.
He won't make a decade the way he's going.
Now, that's defeatist talk for a soldier. What do you want him to do? The Babylonians are at every gate.
When I arrived for this banquet tonight, I had to fight my way past 50 mothers at the palace gates, pushing their children through the bars, begging us to feed them.
That's not the king's fault. We are under siege.
It felt a little awkward, coming to a banquet to celebrate his 9th year.
What would you have him do?
Give the order.
As simple as that?
The simplest. Give the order, and we fight our way out of the siege.
Have we got enough strength left?
That's the question. But I...
The Lord will unleash havoc. He will set ablaze in Zion, rage fuel a firestorm that will burn the city to its roots.
Who let him in?
Man!
Leave him!
What?
Leave him for a minute. I want to hear what he has to say. Speak, Jeremiah.
Not one of the kings of the world, not one of their people. No one believed an enemy could break through Jerusalem's gates. It came for the sins of her prophets. It came for the scandal of her priests who spilled the blood of the good in city squares. People stagger blind through streets in blood-stained clothes. Their neighbours keep away. No one will touch those rags.
He's clearly mad. Get rid of him.
Get out, unclean, cried bystanders. Do not touch us. And so they are cut loose, homeless, aimless, exiled from the world. Now the Lord did this. He closed his eyes to them. He turned his back on them. They dishonored their priests and mistreated their elders.
What am I to do? This is no use to me, Jeremiah. What did you suggest I do?
Come down from your high place, you king and your queen, because soon your crowns will no longer be on your heads.
He's just insulting you.
Take this wine jug.
Is he drunk?
The Lord says every wine jug should be filled with wine. And then he will shatter every one of them.
Take him away!
Come on!
Now will you see that he's mad?
How did he get in here?
It doesn't matter now. He'll never get out again. He's your prisoner. You can do what you want with him.
I want to see the prisoner, please.
Do you want me in with you, sir?
He's not dangerous.
That was quite a performance last night. I've never seen a banquet end like that. I think I prefer it. At least people stopped talking about nothing. Are you not going to speak to me? I am an old priest. I am no threat to you. I am here on my own account. I have not been sent.
O Lord, alas, he darkens the skies above daughter Zion. The glory of Israel he casts down like hail, with never a thought for the land that lies at his feet.
Is that what you believe?
Merciless, he tears up Jacob's fields, streets, houses, one by one. His anger breaks the walls of daughter Judah's cities.
You fascinate me. Do you know that? I'm old enough to know your reputation.
Kingdom and kings fall to their knees. In his fury, he severs each of Israel's horns and throws this wounded beast to its enemies.
This is very disturbing, you know that. I find it offensive.
His rage, like a firestorm, reduces the land to nothing. Like an enemy, he draws his bow.
I don't believe you. You might have the king terrified, but I know the sacred texts as well as you do. And I believe the Lord will protect this city if we trust in him.
Like an enemy, he stands his ground, then he kills all his precious ones. The firestorm of his rage turns dear Zion's tent to ashes.
I can't listen to this.
The Lord has changed your name. From Pasha to panic lurks everywhere.
You deserve to be in here.
Our Lord is now our enemy. He devoured Israel, her streets, her homes, her palaces, her people. And to daughter Judah, he gave grief upon grief upon grief.
Nathan, I want you to go and talk to Jeremiah the prophet every morning, starting today.
He's in prison, where he should be. I don't talk to prisoners.
I want you to talk to this one.
Why? He just rants.
I want you to persuade him to come up with some better prophecies.
Why?
He's got a track record.
He's said some things in the past, but...
My predecessors would have fallen anyway, I know. They were riding for a fall. But nonetheless, I...
You're letting him get to you.
I think it's strange that he's come to me now. I think the Lord may have brought him into my palace, and I must hear what he has to say.
I think hunger and hubris brought him to the palace, not the Lord. Ignore him.
Please. As a friend, if not as my minister.
I have more important work, sir, like raising an army awaiting your call.
I know, do it. But talk to him. I want to know everything he says.
It's gibberish.
He says we will be punished for setting up shrines to false gods, for making offerings to Baal on our rooftops.
You can't be held responsible for every act that takes place in your city.
He says the true Lord will make Jerusalem a den for wild dogs. Is it true?
I've told you what I think of him.
Well, I want you to see him. To listen.
Thomas? Sam? What are you doing here?
I'm supposed to be here. The King's Baker works in the King's Bakehouse.
But why is he here?
I told you we should have met in town.
Oh, that's a nice way to greet your sister.
I can't keep meeting you in town, Tom. They notice if I leave in working hours.
Why the cloak and dagger? Brothers are allowed to meet.
We don't need a kid sister sticking her nose in.
Lovely, though. She is.
I'm worried about you both. Mother always said you couldn't look after yourselves.
Oh, don't.
What are you planning? Nothing dangerous.
I think it is too dangerous.
Come on, Samuel, where's your backbone? Where are your guts?
They'll be all over the street if I listen to you.
Is he planning some fight? What is it, Thomas?
Not just some fight, freedom.
It's not right, Thomas. You're meant to be making pots. You're good at it.
Do you think anyone's buying them now? I might as well smash the lot.
Well, the old man made a start, didn't he?
What old man?
Some old madman shouting in the marketplace. He bought one of Tom's jars and smashed it on the floor.
Yeah, well, I gave him something in return, what he deserved.
You beat up an old man.
He was mouthing off, unpatriotic. We don't need talk like that now.
I don't want you two to join up.
Join up?
I know there's an army being raised.
That's not what he's doing.
Well, what is it, then?
Don't tell her anymore.
This is disgusting.
So, leave me. I didn't invite you to my prison cell.
I come on behalf of the king to ask you about your prophecies.
Broken and beaten Jerusalem. All she can do is call up memories of long-lost treasures. Before her people fell into enemy hands, and those enemies mocked her in her helplessness.
Where do you get this from? What's your source?
Jerusalem. City of terrible sins. Now she is an outcast, despised by those who used to honour her. They have seen her naked, worthless, so she moans and turns away.
Are you a spy? This is dangerous talk.
You can see it in her filthy clothes. She never dreamt that she would come to this.
Can you just talk normally? Talk straight to me!
There's no crumb of comfort. Look, Lord, she cries. My enemies have triumphed over me. Her enemies have taken all her treasures.
Where are you getting this?
Foreigners have overrun her temple, even though the Lord said no outsider should ever be allowed there, for it belongs to her alone.
If you don't come up with something better, you'll be here for a long time.
Her people cry out with hunger, for they have sold their last treasures for scraps of bread to stay alive. Look, Lord, she says, I have become a beggar.
I'm leaving.
To get changed.
Sorry?
To get changed into funeral clothes. To cover yourself in ashes.
Goodbye.
That mighty army from the north will show no mercy. It will roar like the sea.
My king is close at hand. So the air fills with my perfume. My lover is like a sachet of myrrh. I hold all night between my breasts. My lover is like a clutch of campfire from the gardens of En-Gedi. Well?
Well, what?
Look at you, my lover.
Look at you, my lover. My beautiful one, look at you. Your eyes are doves.
I delight in you, my lover, my beautiful one. Our house is cut from pine, for rafters cedar beams. Our bed is richest green. You're not with me tonight, are you?
I'm sorry, Anna.
Why don't you let Nathan deal with him?
Who?
Jeremiah, your prophet, the one you're obsessed with.
I just don't know what to do with him.
You trust Nathan. Put his fate in Nathan's hands and you can stop worrying about him.
Yes. Maybe.
It's no good. You aren't thinking straight and your city is going to the dogs. They need your attention and they're not getting it.
Are you going to throw me down there?
If you don't want to find out what's at the bottom of the pit, then give us something.
What do you want from me?
Cooperation. Encouragement. Strength. The more you say our destruction is inevitable, the harder it will be for us to break this siege.
It will break. Oh, yes. It will be broken.
People listen to you. Some people, they seem to think you speak from authority.
I have no authority of my own.
I've met a lot of soothsayers. Oh. Well, I heard them. Charlatans, showmen. But you, for some people, are a proven force. You get under their skin. Your words...
They are not... my words. I say nothing on my own account.
Look, it's important that you don't have us beaten before the battle has even begun.
What do you say?
Are you going to throw me down there?
As I said, it's in your hands. Give us some new vision to make us strong.
Zion holds out her hands like a beggar, but she gets nothing. The Lord summoned Jacob's enemies to rise against him. Jerusalem is filth to them.
I don't want to throw you down there.
So don't.
But all you ever give us is despair.
I'll tell you what I am told to say.
Put him in.
No! No!
No, don't throw him. Lower him in gently.
It is foul. I am up to my knees in it.
Leave him now.
Don't leave me here.
I'll be back soon. And please, choose your words very carefully next time.
I have wept my eyes dry over what has become of my people. My eyes are red. And still I long for the Lord to look down and see me, to see my raw eyes and know that I grieve for the daughters of my city. They hunted me down like a bird, my enemies, without reason.
Shut him up. He'll make me as mad as him.
I got him!
He'll be under the mud soon. Then we'll get some peace.
And again!
They caught me and cast me in a pit, stoned me and flooded it. I cried, "This is the end of me." I cried out to you, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. Listen, do not turn from me. Come to me when I call. Tell me not to be afraid, Lord. Be on my soul's side. Be my rescue.
Who's he screaming at now?
You witnessed all they did to me. Now judge my case. You saw their malice. You heard their conspiracies. Watch them, Lord, sitting, standing, walking. My enemies conspire against me. My name is never off their lips. I am their theme song.
Would you like to respond, sir?
Counsel is over, Nathan.
But I think your counsellors would like a response, sir.
Yes, please. Yeah, please. Yeah.
All right. I will respond. No. Oh. That is my response.
I think, sir...
You can think what you want. This is my counsel. And I am telling you that we are not yet ready to go to war.
Sir, council has a real concern.
I don't care what council has. I am not ready to give the call to arms. I need more time.
I urge you to consider...
That's enough, Nathan. My predecessors were harried into war, and look what happened. I have spoken. It is final. Council is over.
A word.
I don't want to hear it, Nathan.
No, no, it's about that man, Jeremiah.
What? What's he said now?
If we leave him in that pit, he's going to die.
You put him in the pit? He's in fragile health. What are you thinking of? I don't want him more set against me.
But you turned him over to me. You said he was mine to deal with now.
Yes. Yes. I thought you might kill him.
I'll have him killed then, shall I?
Not on my orders. He'll jinx me.
So I'll take him back to the prison?
Yes. Give him a better room. The best. And give him bread. Make sure he eats.
What? You were all for me killing him. Now you want to treat him as a house guest?
I'm not. He's still a prisoner. I just need to keep him close. Keep listening. Need to keep him fed.
There's very little bread in the prison. It's running out across the city.
Tell my baker to make a loaf for Jeremiah every day. And have it taken to him.
What is this power he has over you?
I'm sorry to disturb you. I have your bread.
I don't need bread.
I was told to bring it. My brother made it. He's the king's baker.
Well, I certainly don't need the king's bread.
Maybe I'll just leave it.
Sit down.
I ought to...
Please. Are you from Shulam?
I am.
I thought so. A Shulamite girl.
I came here with my brothers.
And do you hate me too?
No. Of course not. But you say terrifying things.
I say what I have to say. I'm the one who witnessed what God did in anger here. I was driven away to a place with no light. I was left to walk in utter darkness. I am the one he strikes with his hand over and over. He's a bear, lying in wait for me. He's a lion in hiding. He dragged me off my path into thorns and tore me to pieces. He's an archer and I'm his target. He has spent all his arrows on me. I'm shot through. The world laughs. My own people mock me.
I'm not mocking you. But I wish you'd stop.
I cannot stop. He's stuffed me full of bitter herbs. He's got me drunk on wormwood. He's ground my face into the ashes, splintered my teeth on gravel. Peace and goodness are dead words. I forget what it is to have a future. I forget what it is to hope in the Lord.
So why do you still follow him? Why do you say what he tells you to say?
The memory of my agony, my exile, still poisons me. I cannot stop reliving it. It brings me to my knees.
Why can't you walk away? Just stop saying these things.
I can't stop now. All I can do is wait and hope. I know the Lord's love has not dried up. His mercy has not run its course. Each morning they're new made. Each night his faithfulness enfolds us. He is my Lord. And I wait for him.
In talkative mood?
I'm sorry, sir. He asked me to sit down.
I haven't seen you here before. Where do you work?
In the kitchens.
She is a Shulamite girl.
I came to bring him bread.
The king's loaves?
That's right, sir.
And what did he say to you?
I could not repeat it, sir.
Will he tell me?
I have told you all you need to hear.
I will get back to the kitchen. But I will come again tomorrow with more bread for you.
Thank you, but I don't need it.
Please tell me more. I want to hear it.
I will, Shulamite girl. But I can't make it any more palatable. It is what it is.
Good night, sir. And, sir.
What's your name?
Rachel. It's Rachel, sir.
Oh, my sister, my bride, you caught me. One glimpse of your eyes, one bead of your necklace, and you ravished my heart. Oh, your breasts, my bride, so much sweeter than wine. And your perfume, richer than all the spices. Your lips drip with honey. Oh, my bride, your tongue tastes of honey and milk. The smell of your clothes, your perfume is like the finest scent from Lebanon. Oh, my bride, my sister, you are a walled garden, a private pool, a stemmed spring, a stopped fountain. You are an orchard, ripe with pomegranates, replete with finest fruit. Camphire, spikenard, saffron, calamus and cinnamon, Acres of scented woods, aloes, myrrhs, all the rarest fragrances.
A word with an old priest, sir.
Pashur. They are all despairing of me.
It's easy for them to feel certain. The decision is not theirs.
My wife speaks highly of you. She trusts your judgment.
Your wife is worried about you.
I know.
And she's not alone. I've come as messenger.
My wife doesn't need a messenger to talk to me.
Not your wife. Your ministers. They thought an old priest might sweeten the pill. But I'm not sure how sweet I can make it.
What pill?
Four of your ministers came to me this morning to tell me they will overthrow you if you don't give the call to arms.
Give me their names. They will be gone by dark.
And if I did, and you do, then there will be others. The whole council thinks you should give the order.
I cannot.
They feel you must. And I fear they may be right.
Oh, Pashur.
I do not envy you, sir. The past weighs upon you, but the present weighs more heavily.
48 hours. Give me 48 hours.
2 more days. How many children will starve in 2 more days? Sir, forgive an old priest for saying it, but it is possible from your vantage point in this palace that you don't see very clearly what is happening in the streets.
I know what's happening.
Do you? There are always beggars. But since the siege, most of your people are beggars. They don't stay in their houses because there's no food or drink there. And if they lie down, they will be too weak to get up. So they lie in the streets and moan and beg. The rats have grown fat on the flesh of your people. And that's not just the dead. The living are so weak with hunger that the rats can't tell them apart.
I've heard all this.
And just this morning, walking by the city walls, I saw my brother's children. 2 girls, 10 and 12, scratching at dirt for anything, insects, stones, leaves, to put in their mouths.
Give them something.
I gave them what little bread I had on me, of course, and I'll help them again. But they are my flesh and blood. I can't feed all the city's children. You have young sons, so you know what I'm saying.
48 hours.
Really?
I need it.
It's not Mad Jeremiah you're still worrying about, is it?
The things he says.
You don't have to believe him. There are other voices.
He warned the fall of the last king and the one before. They didn't listen.
The city is full of prophets. I could take you out onto the streets and find all sorts of mavericks and lunatics with grave warnings and predictions.
But what if he's right again?
He doesn't know any more than you or I. It isn't written. It hasn't happened yet.
48 hours.
Babylon must be empty. Every able-bodied man is armed and ready outside our walls. Do we just wait for them to finish us?
48 hours. Tell my counselors. Please.
Alone, alas, alone she lies. The empty city, once alive with people. Once the noblest of all cities. Once a queen among provinces. Now a widow. Now a slave. All night she weeps. Her face is wet with bitter tears. None of her lovers will comfort her. None of her friends is true to her. All of them betrayed her.
Tomorrow night, then.
I can't guarantee I can open that gate.
Oh, you'll do it, Samuel. I know you will. And we'll be waiting.
Then into the palace?
Through his olive groves, up the side stairs, through his palace, into his chamber, and then?
We kill our own king.
Not if he agrees to our demands.
But our own king?
When the king works against his own people, makes them starve instead of fight, then the people have to act. He's had our chances to work...
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Oh, look, not again. You weren't invited, little sister. Leave this to your brothers.
I would, if I could trust my brothers not to get themselves killed.
Sit down, Rachel. Have a drink with us.
Oh, throw her out, Sam. This is no place for her.
She's worried about us, that's all. And she's right.
Don't lose your nerve, Samuel. Not now.
The Lord will unleash havoc. He will set a blaze in Zion. Rage-fueled, a firestorm will burn the city to its roots.
I've heard it all.
Not one of the kings of the world, not one of their people, no one believed an enemy could break through Jerusalem's gates.
You've been listening to the wrong people.
It came for the sins of her prophets. It came for the scandal of her priests who spilled the blood of the good in city squares. People stagger blind through streets in blood-stained clothes.
I don't want to hear
it. He's warning us, and we should listen.
Okay, so he's warning us what the Babylonians will do to this city if we don't act now.
No, he's not.
He's on our side. He's warning us what will happen if we don't strike
he's
now.
He's not saying that.
Anyway, haven't you got more pressing things to worry about? Like the king's minister who's taken a shine to you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen him. Down in the kitchens for no good reason. Can't take his eyes off you.
We have a young sister, flat-chested as yet, so young. So what are we to do when a man wants to be with her? If she is a wall, we shall build her a silver watchtower. If she is a gate, we shall build her cedar bars.
I am a wall, and my breasts are its towers. In my lover's eyes, I am the one who stills the storm.
You can walk through these olive groves and almost imagine the city like it was, can't you?
I can't.
Before the siege, calm and confident.
I can't conjure that at all now.
It will return.
I can't stay long. I'm not supposed to be here.
Look, your husband needs to give the order. Not in 2 days or 3 days. He needs to give it now, or the city has no chance. And neither have you or your sons.
I know that, Nathan. We all know it. But he can't, or won't.
You need to have a dream tonight.
A dream?
An encouraging dream. It's the only way to counteract that prophet.
But I don't have encouraging dreams.
You'll have to make it up. You had a dream of old King Solomon in glory, in triumph. A dream that speaks of victory.
He won't believe that.
I can't think of anything else to try.
Sam! Are you there?
Hey! Yes!
Right! Show us the way!
Wait! Who are they?
Babylonians! Don't let them in!
It's an advance party! Take down the palace! Don't take down the city!
No foreigner will take down our king!
Did you get any sleep, my love?
Barely. Didn't you hear it?
There was something going on outside, but I...
Not just something. It was Babylonian spies. They broke in through the gate by the olive groves. They were heading here to kill us.
Where are they?
They're dead. Some of our men dealt with them.
There were four or five young Judeans who'd taken it upon themselves to guard me. One was my own bread baker from the kitchens here.
What?
Yes. I must thank him personally. His brother, too, a potter. But the danger isn't over. There will be others.
Listen, Zedekiah. I dreamt something last night that you should hear about.
Not Morgue importance.
No, not those. The opposite, in fact. I had a dream about King Solomon. A dream of victory.
So, tell me.
When it started, I thought, who is this rising out of the wilderness like smoke from a blaze of myrrh and frankincense, finest powders of the dry psalter? Picture this. Solomon's bed, carried by 60 strong men, hand-picked heroes of Israel, fine-trained warriors, swords at their sides against the terrors of the night. King Solomon had made a palanquin from cedars of Lebanon, with silver pillars, furnished in purple and gold, studded with precious stones.
How amazing.
And at the end, the daughters of Jerusalem said, "Go now. Go to see King Solomon, wearing the crown his mother gave him on his wedding day, on that day of joy."
That is quite a dream. What did you take from it?
Well, I think it could be telling us that if we give the order...
Not you as well.
If we give the order now, we will be...
I will give the order when the time is right.
When will it ever be right? When there's no one left alive in the city? Will you lead an army of the dead? That prophet is an old man. He has lost touch with the world. Stop listening to him.
I've made a decision. I was thinking in the night.
Yes?
I'm going to starve him now. Then we'll see what his prophecies tell us.
I can't stand this. What kind of a king are you? Your people are dying in the streets and...
I am trying to do the right thing at the right time.
No, Zedekiah, you're not. You are white with fear at the thought of doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and your fear will guarantee it.
You will not speak to me like that.
Then I'll speak to the olive groves instead. I'll get more sense out of them.
Anna! Anna!
You who hear, be warned. Look at me and ask yourself if anyone has suffered like this, has suffered as much as the Lord's anger makes me suffer. He sent down fire. It coursed through my bones. He laid out a net, and I stepped into it. Now I am caught. Now I am sick. Now I am desolate. He fashioned my sins into a yoke and hung it round my neck. Its weight is breaking me. The Lord has handed me over to forces I cannot resist. So Jerusalem cries.
The Lord has crushed my best men. My finest warriors were brushed aside by his forces. The Lord trod in his winepress not grapes, but daughter Judah.
Is it any wonder that I weep? All day, all night, I look around, and there is no one to help me. I have lost my children. My enemies were too strong for me. So Jerusalem cries,
I know the Lord was right. I was the one who disobeyed him. So listen. People of the world, hear this. I am in agony. My sons and daughters have been taken from me. I called out to my lovers, but they lied to me. My priests and elder statesmen died on the streets, picking at scraps of meat to keep them alive.
O Lord, look at what I have become. My guts have rotted. My heart is upended inside me. Because I did what I did, now I face the sword.
Diplomats conspire and scheme in darkened corridors. Kings hold banquets while the poor beat down their doors. Weak men hold the cards but cannot play for fear they fail. Wise men mutter warnings to the damp walls of a jail. A city under siege, people starved of hope and bread. A harmless ancient saga or a warning from the dead?
Jeremiah was played by Peter Hamilton Dyer. King Zedekiah by David Seddon. Anna by Deborah McAndrew. And Pashur by Russell Dixon. Rachel was played by Gillian Kearney. Nathan by Tom Ferguson. Thomas by Henry DeVass. And Samuel by Patrick Lally. Songs and Lamentations was written by Michael Simmons Roberts and produced in Salford by Susan Roberts.
And you can hear the second and concluding part at the same time next Sunday. How has London inspired writers across the centuries? That's the question for a Literary London special edition of Open Book with Mariella Frostrup, which you can hear in a couple of minutes' time.
Four budding scientists have designed unique experiments in the hope of becoming the next BBC Amateur Scientist of the Year.
Shot a series of videos which show models wearing different outfits, plain black, horizontal and vertical stripes, and we're going to be asking people to assess the height and width of each of the people on the videos that they see.
BBC Radio 4 reflects on the results of the So You Want to Be a Scientist final in Material World on Thursday afternoon at 4:30.